BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Yeah, huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, 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 huh? Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that. I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Shout out, man, to the mighty Who That Nation, man. Like I've been saying for some time now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, I'm rocking with the sports coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. Fam, how y'all doing tonight, man? Shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in the live stream tonight. Big ups to the entire mighty Who That Nation. Please feel free to spike upon the like button. Hit the subscribe button if you're not a subscriber, and please feel free to give me a who that in the chat, no matter where you are. If you're listening on Twitter, give me a retweet in the who that. If you're listening on the gram, give me a shout out. Facebook, Twitch, it doesn't matter. We're across several. LinkedIn, we all over the place. Much love to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in this stream. Hope you guys are having a fantastic week, short week because of Memorial Day and all that kind of stuff, which is always a good thing. You know, I'm always a person promoting a shorter week. Boy, that extra day makes a difference, doesn't it? Imagine if y'all, if the weekend was 3 days, you know, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, baby. Wouldn't that make a hell of a difference, man? That'll make a hell of a difference, man. I think we'll be a lot more productive like that. That'll create more balance. But anywho, shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all being in the stream. Big ups to all the fam, man. Y'all always share love and give a big shout out to all the mighty Who That Nation. There is none greater than the Black and Gold Nation, man. Shout out to you. OG Jerry is in this thing. Big ups to you. Good to see you. Hemisphere, how you doing, fam? Young City is in this thing. Black Major, big ups to you, fam. Big Ant is in this thing. C-Bama, Trav 504, big ups to you, brother Farouk. Brother Eddie, Edward Green, shout out to you. What's up, Antoinette? Shout out to my queens out there. Big ups to the queens. Always got to do that. Get a shout out to the queens, man. You know, the queens matter, fam. The kings, too. So shout out to everybody. All right, Rico, shout out to you. Inevitable. Slim is in this thing as well. Good to see you, brother Slim, as always. Bobby, the space host, is in this thing. Pammy Whammy, shout out to you. Brother Gregory is in this thing. Paper Chaser. Big ups to you, Cartel Boy, Bo, shout out to you. Good to see you, Jason. I see you, man. Much love to you as well. Jamaica, what's popping, Jamaica? How you doing? DJ Twigger is in this thing. Nola Gang Podcast, how you doing, sir? What's up, Philip? How you doing, brother? Good to see you in this thing. Hope you're doing good, my fam. Louisiana is in this thing as well. Tuck, big ups to Tuck, as always. Brother Dedrick, Brother Robert Bros in this thing. Everybody, man. I see you, Eldon. Shout out to you, fam. Good to see you. Brother Joseph, how you doing, fam? Joseph Dinkins in this thing. Brandon, how you doing, sir? Big ups to you. Huggy Bear. What's up, Huggy Bear? 504 in this thing. Big ups to you, man. Appreciate everybody, man. Got to give everybody a shout out, man. You know how we do. Well, in this one, man, this one right here, this stream, man, it's the Saints offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, is the key, baby. The key to breaking the 3-year playoff drought, fam. We're going to dig into this. Brother Dewan, I see you, fam. Big ups to you. This is, you know, one of the things we talk about all the time, you know, and we went over this stuff. We talked about it ad nauseum. We talked about it. And with me, there is no agendas. There is no narrative. It's only the truth. And that's 100% real. That's how I've been doing this for so many years. And if anybody asks me about it, say, Q, what do I need to do to do something? Bro, listen, sis, listen, just keep it real and operate with the truth straight up and down. Because there's too many, because a lot of people like to twist narratives because their bosses believe in narratives. This is truth, you know, and they have to protect this, it's a protective coating webbed around the Saints. It really is. And I often talk about it, that it's people that are they're trying to protect from criticism. It's a protective coating weaved around them. And it's not just something that sporadically happened. There are people that's applying the coding because there are people being paid to act as protectors while they're pretending not to be. But like I said, there is no narrative with me, only the truth. Whether that makes the Saints look off code or on code, it doesn't matter. My code is keeping it real and telling the truth. That's straight up and down respect to the Who Dat Nation, because you guys deserve that, man. You don't need me to stand up here and spin narratives and tell you, oh, Dennis Allen is the greatest thing from since sliced bread, or just criticize players all day. I don't do that. That's not what I'm about. I keep it real. Now, I trust and believe if players do something they're not supposed to do, I'm going to call it out. I calls it all the time, because that's what you're supposed to do. I don't play any favorites. You know, I like certain players and coaches on the team, but I don't play favorites. You know, that's how it goes. But in this stream, man, the reason why I'm saying that is because I've been hypercritical. Let's just say it like that. I've been hypercritical of the New Orleans Saints organization over the last 2 years. And that's because of attributes within the team that are missing. Leadership that was missing, which was causing breakdowns in the team, fractures to occur, and then pretending like fractures aren't there. So, I mean, now you see this year with all of the pressure mounting, and that's why I'm saying you got to put pressure on these people so they can turn around. You just can't let them have it a free way and just do all this kind of stuff, because, no, we're not doing that. It's supposed to be pressure. If money's involved, there's going to be a lot of pressure, because people can do something else with their bread. They can invest it in their children. They can invest it in themselves. They can create business. They can go on vacation. They can buy more food for their house, do renovations to their home, buy a new car, whatever the case may be. You know, they don't have to turn it over to the Saints. Let me tell you the real deal. They don't have to give it to the Saints. But if you do decide to support the team, let it be something that is in a positive gesture, saying, oh, y'all guys are doing what y'all supposed to doing because y'all showed me. So here you go. So the reason why I start with all that is to say this. The New Orleans Saints finally, and that's what I said, they finally got it right. Now, if you guys, you've been listening to the stream for at least a couple of years, you've known me, I've been doing this for a long time. So when we hear like what the Saints have been doing as of recent, and this happened right up to the OTA interviews of a couple of days ago, not this last round, but the round before, when all of them came out with the press conferences, and then you start hearing what was the thought process, because that's what I was listening to going into the OTAs. What is the floor? What is the foundation of what this is being built on? Like, we just moved from one group to another group. What is the difference between the groups? What are the difference in between the personalities? Who are these people, and what are they actually going to do? And should we be enthused about what they're going to do? But then you start hearing them talking about what they want to do. And then you say, that's what I've been waiting to hear. I've been waiting to hear about accountability, attention to detail, stuff we talk about all the time. I've been waiting to hear about that. Leadership, somebody that's meticulous, that watches every position, everything, that is serious about what they're doing. In this group that the Saints currently have, I think they might be that group. Now, of course, you got to show us, you know, let me see if I can hit the right button here. There we go. Oh, yeah. So that's what the Who Dat Nation has been saying, man. We done took Glenn Jones' song and kind of adopted it into Who Dat Nation. Well, we wanted to show, if we're going to support in full, you got to show us what you're doing, because it's been 3 years of funk. You know, you can't keep hitting us with the okie doke every year. But I do like what I'm hearing. I do like the Clint Kubiak. I do like Gary Kubiak. I mean, Gary Kubiak's. I like his philosophy. I do like Andrew Janoku. I do like the running backs coach. I like Coach Dub, the wide receivers coach. I do like John Benton. I do like these offensive people that they brought in here. I like how they talk, and I like how serious they are about their job. I do like these guys. I think they are serious. And also, they know they feel the pressure, because the offense will be tasked with turning everything around. It has to be the offense. And you know the schedule. You know how that schedule starts off with Carolina, and then it goes all these other teams, Philly, Atlanta's thrown in there. Who else is it? Somebody else. And then it's Kansas City thrown up in there, and that's early on. So we got to turn this thing around. We got to hit it. It don't have to be perfect, but we have to learn and win. We have to learn and win, people. All right, so anyway, this is the thing. Gary Kubiak is the key. He's definitely the key to get the Saints out of playoff purgatory over the last 3 years. We have to get this done. He has to show up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a little bit of Clint Kubiak's interview. And, of course, I'm going to play a little of Taysom Hill's interview. We did like an hour and 30-something minute show on Tuesday on Patreon for our Patreon family members. Y'all can go back and listen to it. We reacted to the interviews, and I did breakdowns there. That's available on our Patreon and our YouTube membership family. A lot of content. There's a ton of shows there. But we kind of went over it, and we talked about the comparisons to what Clint Kubiak had when he was in Minnesota, when he acted in his role with Shanahan in San Francisco. And you have to have certain players to operate said system. Well, they had Christian McCaffrey, who was a complete beast for the 49ers, and a big reason why they went as far as they went. A lot of people not talking about that. But can Alvin Kamara, that's right, AK-41, who is just in many ways severely underrated. Like, they think he's just an all-purpose player, this, that, and the third, and he can do a lot. But the reality is, can Alvin Kamara do what Christian McCaffrey did for the 49ers? Can he tote all that yardage? Could he do all that stuff? And I know we have a running back room where we can do such and such, but just look how Shanahan them used McCaffrey for the 49ers. Can Alvin Kamara do that? Can we expect a yardage explosion from Alvin Kamara, man, under Clint Kubiak style offense? Now, we know about Taysom, and I want to just probably say, farewell to Taysom, the quarterback, because as you can hear when he was talking in the interview, I said this, I was like, man, you say goodbye to Taysom Hill, the quarterback. Remember, it was years and Taysom said, hey, man, I'm a quarterback. Well, no, you're not. And I kept saying it. The man's not a quarterback. Even when the Saints gave him an opportunity to pass the ball, he would just run. Not all of those calls with Taysom Hill was in there as a quarterback last year. It was called for him to run the ball. Now, he actually had opportunities, you know, it was up to his discretion in many of those where he had the option to either throw the ball or run. And the majority of time, Taysom Hill took the hell off. And like I was saying, I was like, fam, this guy gets more yardage as a running back than he does at anything else. You know, even as a wide receiver catching the ball, he's a runner. Clint Kubiak, Andrew Janoku recognizes this, and they're going to utilize him as such. So Man, let me tell you, man, all I can tell you, fam, is that we have the right. I've been saying that we have the talent. But let me ask you guys, what you think? Can Alvin Kamara, I know we have a loaded running back room, but can Alvin Kamara have probably one of the best seasons that you ever seen from Alvin Kamara? Think about that, because we forget about Alvin Kamara. We really do. With all the things that he can do, we forget about him sometimes, because over the last couple of years, the Saints had a governor on him. They had him tamped down where he couldn't get busy, where he couldn't get loose like he wanted to see Alvin Kamara. He was frustrated. The offensive line didn't do all the stuff that they can do. And he finished with like 700 yards or just under 700 yards, something laughable. But the truth is, and they really good offense, Alvin Kamara should average at least 1,000 yards rushing, right? Are y'all with me on that? At least, at the very least. I mean, because a lot of people like, man, looking at CJ, I mean, with Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara, for a while, a lot of people kind of seen them as a similar style back. And Christian McCaffrey had all of those injuries in Carolina, and he still was able to do what the 49ers wanted him to do, come out the gate and do all that stuff. Can that be Alvin Kamara, fam? I really am looking forward to seeing if that could be AK-41. I'm just saying, man, if similarities are anything, man, I would love to see that part of the game. I'm not going to kid you. All right. Thank you, Louisiana. Show me. That's right, baby. Show me. That's what I'm talking about. What's up, brother Hakeem? How you doing, sir? He said he has got gas left for sure, but it depends on his usage rate. I believe he drafted Miller to replace him eventually. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't think he's done, but I believe it's his last year with us. Thank you, brother Hakeem. Shout out to you, brother. How you doing tonight, man? Good to hear from you, bro. All right. Big ups to the fam, man. All right. Official bad mother shucker says, AK Ben in the system, look back to 2018, the same concept Sean ran, that type of West Coast offense that year. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. What's up, Mocha? Shout out to Mocha. Good to see you in the chat, man. Great commentary from the great Saint Think Tank, as usual, man. All right, brother. Let's see. Hemisphere says AK-41, Laddie, Daddy, both wants to win games, but I don't blame them to show their disappointment in the team under DA. Absolutely. But see, like I said, when I talked about people weaving narratives to protect coaches, no, the reality is you can't do that, to be fair, because if there's, and I called it the excuse matrix, is what the Saints do every year. Like when the year ends, right at the end of the year, and the year ends in failure, the excuse matrix start. The excuses come out. The injuries, we didn't do this because of injuries. The players wasn't there. Never mind the fact that you're supposed to create a depth chart where you absorb as many injuries as you possibly can. Never mind that. But all of it comes out, the promotion, the propaganda. I call it the propaganda because it's some BS and bunk. You're never supposed to use excuses on why you failed at anything. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. Okay, if you failed, then get some of the money back. Oh, what? That's outrageous. Oh, that's just terrible. That's out. Did you hear what that guy said? He said, give the money back. Oh, that's outrageous. Yeah, get the money back. I like car insurance. Hell, if I go the whole year without having a car accident, I want you to give me half my damn money back that I paid. I didn't do it. Give it back. Give me half the money back. If I didn't have a ticket or a car accident, give me half the damn money back. That's outrageous. You heard that guy, what he said? He said, give the money back. Oh my God. That's sacrilegious. Wow. That's terrible. Oh, yeah. It's terrible. All right. It's terrible. But this is the thing we're talking about, man. Like, for the system to really work the way it is, and Clint Kubiak was saying about the running attack, we have to do that. We have to lean on the best running back we have is Alvin Kamara. Now, we have a very sick room, meaning great room of guys. Obviously, Kendre Miller If you was watching some of the footage from practice, Kendre Miller, man. And if you know who he is and you paid attention to Kendre Miller from his TCU days, you know who that guy is. Kendre Miller is the real deal. I mean, if you remember toward the back end of the season, like Jamal Williams wasn't getting that yardage. Kendre Miller was getting there and getting that yardage. Says, damn, why is he having a rhythm with the Saints offense? Because he had the ability to make the first tackler miss. He had it. Go back and watch the film. We covered it here on Patreon, the All 22. When Kendre Miller was getting in there and the Saints blocking wasn't hitting on nothing, there was always one player that would get in that hole that was stop right there, and he would have to juke him, shake him. And then once he did that, he was able to climb to the next level. But he had the ability to make the first tackler miss, and then he was able to climb to the next level. We're going to need a lot of that. But like I said, John Benton talks about having these guys to block a certain way, not just blocking the players, but getting to spots on the field and cutting off pursuit angles. If you go and watch the San Francisco 49ers, how they do it, you can see exactly what John Benton's talking about. He really wants to mirror that style, which I think that'll be a tremendous style for the Saints to have, because when you have as many young offensive linemen or that we're going to be putting out there, you're going to need to run the ball to kind of protect them, if you know what I mean. You're going to have to, and you have to lean on the best thing you have. And it ain't no disrespect to Derek Carr, but the best thing the Saints have offensively in terms of their rooms is the running room. You got to lean on it. So we do have the people to get it done from a running perspective. If the offensive linemen do what they're supposed to do under John Benton, we will see a lot of that happen. So it's going to be cool. What's up, Kathleen? Good to see you out here. But Brother Byron, what's up, Byron? How you doing, fam? Good to see you as well. Big ups to you. Kevin says, saw Madden 25 Carolina. Saints game one sim and had Pete Carr, Carr's offense on it. Yeah, they ain't been updated yet, brother. All right. What's up, Antoinette? She jamming in the chat, man. Yeah, that show made it the truth, right? That's what we adapted. We've been doing that for how many years now? The last couple of years, I've been hitting that button for that show me, because they talk a lot of mess, fam. But we from Louisiana, but we can share that sentiment from Missouri to show me state. No, we want proof. You're going to have to show us what time it is to get this money back. But anyway, let me look at this article right here from NFL.com. They put this out here, and this is what they call the biggest remaining offseason priority for each NFC team. You know, that's what they were looking at, the main priority. What's the biggest priority? Now, according to NFL.com, they're saying the top priority is make sure Derek Carr is on the same page with Clint Kubiak. That's their main priority. He says, after 2 years of hoping to replicate Sean Payton's offense without the master, Dennis Allen finally moved on to a new offense. Kubiak brings the tenets of Shanahan's scheme dating back to the coaching days of Mike Shanahan and Clint's father, Gary Kubiak, that should fit the Saints personnel well. I often talk about like the history of all this is very unique. Out of all the systems that we adopt, we are adopting Clint Kubiak, Gary Kubiak, who was beat out by Sean Payton many moons ago for the job. So we're cycling back to what they originally wanted, because Gary Kubiak was the guy they wanted over Sean Payton. They wanted Kubiak, but Kubiak leveraged his Houston Texans contract that he got with the Saints, because he wanted to come to New Orleans. They all want to come to New Orleans. They all do. Tom Brady was the same way. That's why he was pissed off with the Saints, and he talked all that mess way after the fact, because you don't turn down Tom Brady. The Saints turned Tom Brady down for Drew Brees because they were waiting to see what Drew was going to do. And Drew said, okay, I'll come back for one more year. Well, Tom Brady didn't like that. That's why he waited until after the signing. He's basically saying to sign the same contract and made it a point to take down Drew's records and everything. And then stand up there on the field and shake hands with the man. I wouldn't even shake hands with him. Slimy mother. But anyway, it's weird how that comes back to circle, how it all comes back around. They didn't pick up Gary Kubiak because they didn't want to match the contract that the Texans wanted, because he said, can y'all match this money? Tom Benz said, oh, no, I ain't matching that. So Kubiak went to Houston, and we got Sean Payton. You know, so it's crazy how we're cycling back to Kubiak's son, Clint, to say, help us out now from Sean's offense. But I'm not going to say that's Sean's offense. That wasn't Sean Payton's offense, man. With Carmichael was running, it lacked aggression, it lacked common sense, it lacked imagination. That's not what Sean, that was a bad clone copy of Coach Payton's system that Pete Carmichael was trying to run. It didn't have any force. It didn't have any consistent intelligence. It was weak, and you had a beta male running it with no accountability, no attention to detail. The dude was a guy that was just a mouse. He was a mouse among men. Let me just keep it real with you. He was a mouse among men. When he got out, he had the mold teeth, and he looked like, I ain't going to call a man out, but he, you know, you got Dennis Allen and them. He looked like he's shrinking up like a mouse, and Dennis Allen looking, he got that old possum face when they lose, and boy, they look like two rodents that you need to send Arkin over there to clean out from over there. But it was just a bad look. But I'm saying it was a bad look. But anyway, Kubiak brings tenets of Shanahan's scheme dating back to the coaching days of Shanahan and Clint's father, Gary Kubiak, that should fit the Saints personnel well. Pre and post snap motions, outside zone runs, and attack in the middle of the field all set up well for New Orleans' weaponry. It does. It's a quarterback-friendly system. We hear that all the time, which bodes well for Carr, but it's not a given that the veteran will thrive. He struggled last season amid injuries and inconsistent play. Well, at least he told the truth on that. The hope is that Kubiak will smooth out those issues. It's a massive year for everyone involved in New Orleans, from Allen to Carr all the way on down. Another season without a playoff berth in a winnable division could be followed by major changes within the franchise. They're banking on Kubiak turning around the offense that hasn't found a groove since Drew Brees retired. Got to get this guy a shout out because he told the truth. He didn't sit up here and sugarcoat, say Carr, with just that amount of statistics. If you watch the game, the stats do lie to you because it was not a very good looking season for the Saints offense. It wasn't smooth. You've seen a lot of back ass stuff going on, a lot of inconsistencies between the wide receivers and the quarterback and wide receiver. Every game, it seems like the majority of the games, they weren't on the same pages. Derek Carr was throwing to areas on the field. His wide receivers wasn't. He was throwing outside. It was cutting inside. He has to direct them. I was throwing here. You do. It was too much. Like, damn, don't you guys practice? That's what the practice is for. I know you ain't running that many plays where you can't remember what you're doing. But it was just, it was not a good looking sight. Now, later on down the line, when the Saints started playing better as a collective, offensive wise and defensive wise, started to see improvement in that last month. But by that time, it was too late. But I agree with this fellow's, well, not so much about Derek Carr as it should be the top priority. We know Derek Carr, you got to win. We need a quarterback to play well to win. But listen, I'm not looking at Derek Carr. The top priority should be for the Saints to run the ball behind Alvin Kamara, not Derek Carr. Derek Carr is not the answer, and he's not the top priority. I know he's getting $150 million. I know he's the quarterback of your team, but it is about running the ball. We need to run the ball. We've got to run the ball behind Alvin, Kendre Miller, Jamal Williams, and Taysom Hill. Remember, all those in the same room, Taysom Hill. Bye-bye, quarterback Taysom Hill. Bye-bye. No more of this predictable nonsense, because this guy, Clint Kubiak, doesn't like predictableness. He doesn't like predictability. The offense is built to be something that's hard to discover what they're doing while forcing you to tip your hand on defense. It's hard to stop something like that. That's why the 49ers, people have difficulties with the 49ers in stopping what they do. You have to be on code and know their system, which bodes well for the Saints defense to be preparing against that offense. That will make the Saints defense a lot better too. And I can just imagine when the 49ers and the Saints meet, when they finally meet, not on this schedule, but they ultimately, you know, when the Saints, if the Saints make the playoffs, hopefully they'll meet in the playoffs. And this could tell everything. So like I said, if we can run the ball, I think you can get Derek Carr together, because Clint Kubiak and Andrew Janoco and Dennison, who's also there, is going to help Carr do what he's supposed to do. But it's really on a running game. And this is no difference because Clint Kubiak said this when he started. So, you know, let me do that. We're going to do that. Let's hear a little bit from Clint Kubiak, and then we'll jump to the Taysom Hill stuff, because like we just talked about Elvin Kamara, that's a big chip here. Elvin Kamara should have probably the best season that we've seen him ever have. And he's been having some phenomenal years, but this should be a big season for him and our running back room.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.